We, however, now joined in the studios by Corinne Carey, who did a number of interviews with candidates for mayor of Troy and others for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. So, Corinne, what happened on election day?
Well, it was pretty exciting, I would say. I guess starting first with voter turnout. Today I spoke with Jason Schofield, who's the Republican Commissioner of Elections in Rensselaer County, and he told me that we had 8,847 people voting in Troy yesterday. It's a pretty okay, healthy turnout compared to 2015 and 2017, which are off presidential years. So not surprising. But last year, when we didn't have a mayoral election, but the governor was up for re-election, 12,000 people came out to vote. So 4,000 less came out yesterday, despite the fireworks around the mayoral election.
Now, of course, Madden won. Patrick Madden, the Democrat, the incumbent, won, but with a much closer vote total than I think many people had predicted. And, of course, we had the fireworks, as you mentioned, with the Rensselaer County Executive, Steve McLaughlin, being recorded on a pretty profanity-laced tirade against the Republican Reel, trying to get him out of the race. How did it play?
Well, I think it's complicated, right? On the one hand, what we've seen on the national level is that those kind of profanity-laced tirades sometimes drum up your supporters. And so if there was a thought that that kind of interaction between Steve McLaughlin and the Republican candidate Tom Riehl was going to deter Republicans from coming out to vote, that didn't happen. There are some that say that, Rodney Wiltshire lost because Tom Riehl got back in the race. Actually, he never left the race. Tom Riehl's name was on the ballot the entire time. He suspended his campaign. There are others that say that the race was so close because, Madden angered people around the pools. He angered progressives around the Edson Thevenin case.
A police brutality allegation case.
Yeah, that this station has reported on a number of times, and also, that while it seems like the city is in a much better economic place than it's been in a very long time, I think a lot of people think that Madden's not done the greatest job explaining why he's been successful. So I think it was a complicated race, and I think Madden takes away a couple of lessons here. Don't promise a construction project is going to be done, the pools, namely, when you're not sure it's going to get done. I think that's a big lesson that he took from this, from the nail biting that went on for a couple of hours last night.
Well, one other fiery issue, certainly in the city of Troy, was the issue of declaration of a sanctuary city, which was pushed by David Pesember as a city council member. The city council had a lot of grief, a lot of negative response and positive response, passed it, but the mayor then vetoed it, which probably alienated perhaps both sides on this issue. And I know others like Andrea will say that it probably also didn't help David in his race for city council president against Carmelo Mantella.
Yeah, I mean, I'll start by saying that all three of the candidates for mayor said that they, Madden vetoed the resolution, but the other two candidates said that they agreed with Madden. For slightly different reasons, but all of them recognized that the resolution was largely symbolic, and that it took away from what could have been a more productive conversation. So that's one thing I'll say. The other thing is that, the fireworks around the mayor's race, there were similar fireworks around the city council president's race. This is a year in which we saw a DUI conviction for the incumbent Carmelo Mantello. And then you've got people being really angry with David Pesember about the sanctuary vote. So there was a lot of motivation for people to get out. I'm surprised that more people didn't get out and vote because of these fireworks.
Yeah, well, naturally, because it was such a beautiful day as well, there wasn't a problem with anything. But my, I'd like to go back to the executive for the Rensselaer GOP.
Sure.
That conversation. And, you know, it shocked me tremendously that people would try to manipulate one another in a political situation like that.
Well, I think there were a lot of rumors swirling about who was supporting Rodney Wiltshire. You know, there was a lot of chatter about the location of the campaign signs, where you saw a Carmela Mantello sign, you saw a Rodney Wiltshire sign, and then the release of that tape of Steve McLaughlin trying to get Tom Riehl to drop out and throw his support to Wiltshire laid it all bare. You know, at the very end of this race, we saw Republicans come out and endorse Rodney Wiltshire, which I think makes people question whether Rodney Wiltshire is a Democrat, a Green, an Independence Party member, or a Republican.
And that's the other thing about all these variations on parties and how many parties you can be affiliated with to run for office. That's something we've discussed in the past. Didn't that quite confuse a lot of people?
I think it's very confusing to people. And you heard the governor talking about the end of fusion voting, which allows people to run on different party lines. So we'll see. I think the future of fusion voting in the state is in question. I want to talk a little bit about early voting, because that was another issue that...
They had early voting in Troy?
I know, right? Not a lot of people knew that. This is the first year that New York joined 38 other states that allow for early voting. And so it was a new phenomenon to people that they could actually not have to worry about what was going to happen on election day, whether they got sick or grandma needed to be taken to the hospital, or their kids needed to stay home from school that day. People didn't have to worry about that. They could plan early and go to vote. But here in the city of Troy, there were only two early voting sites in Rensselaer County, one in at the town of Brunswick, and the other in Skodak, 45-50 miles away by car.
But it's 45 minutes, I don't know, 45 miles.
Well, depending on traffic, I guess.
But I mean, why didn't they have, there must have been quite a falafel here to be able not to have voting in the center of Troy.
Well, it was a choice. It was a choice made by the Rensselaer County Board of Elections that came under fire from the League of Women Voters, from the NAACP. The fact is, and this might speak to, you know, people understanding that they had the right to vote early, is that the turnout in the early voting sites was about 2% of all voters, and this is in line with the state average. That's what we're hearing back from the Board of Elections.
A little bit higher than the state average, actually. The state was under 2%, which is really disappointing.
Yeah. I think New Yorkers have to get used to early voting. Yeah.
But I will say, in the Capital District, Rensselaer County lagged significantly behind Albany County and Schenectady County. Though Saratoga also was bad.
By about a third, I would say, lagged Albany County. That's true. Personally, though, I tried to vote at the Brunswick site twice, and they were closed. So the hours were not consistent.
Because I thought about going over there, and the day I wanted to go, they didn't open to noon.
That's right. And I stopped there when I thought they would be open, and they were closed already, having been open, you know, late some other night. So, you know, I think that New York State has a lot of work to do to get the word out about early voting, but Rensselaer County has a lot of work to do to make sure that early voting is accessible to everyone.
Right. We're about out of time. One race I don't want people to overlook was a lot of people very upset with the town of Queamans. There was a big fight down there to pass a clean air ordinance with respect to the cement plant down there. And it only won by a 3-2 vote, and basically two of those three were voted out of office, and the Republicans are in control. And the expectation is that will be voted out. But then at the city of Rensselaer, the present chair of the Rensselaer County Legislature is now also the mayor, which... I don't know if it's legal to hold two offices, but it is. We're out of time. Any closing words, Corinne?
I would just say that these numbers really show people that one vote can make a big difference. I think that your one vote has a tremendously outsized impact on local elections. And for people who care about the environment or voting rights or criminal justice, you know, you can't stay home. These things are really important, and your vote really does make a difference.
And in fact, in one of the races, I believe in District 2, Mary Sweeney and Kim Ash McPheeters are 6-vote difference.
Six votes, six people that stayed
home. Six people.